We'll get into more of these subjects with our buddy George Carl, who is making his first appearance on a radio station, I believe, in 2021. Happy New Year, George. How you doing?
Sandy, I'm trying to keep my dogs quiet.
Hey. Well, that's okay. I mean, that's okay. I'm sure you can talk over your dogs. You have been, I've known you for many years, and you have long been an advocate for shorter NBA seasons. And seasons that would start right around Christmas time. What do you make of what you've seen so far in the first couple of weeks of this NBA season?
Oh, God, open up with the one I got to be negative on, huh?
Well, no, you don't have to be negative.
Well, the basketball games right now with all the blowouts scares the hell out of me.
Okay.
25% of our games now are 15 points or more. I think that's twice or maybe three times more than normal. That tells me that shortening training camp, not having a long break, players aren't into it yet, in my opinion. And so when they're challenged, they quit a little bit. And we've had a lot of kind of ugly basketball games. And unexpected ugly in a way. You know, good teams get, I mean, Clippers down, what, 51 points at halftime? I have never seen that in my whole life.
Down 50 at the half. Unbelievable.
At the half. I don't know if that's possible. That's playing bad basketball, man.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think we're still in the bubble. I think we're in the, this is not going to be a one-year thing. It's going to be, I don't know, a two, maybe a three-year sabbatical from the norm to get back to the norm. And so, you know, I'm still excited. I mean, I'm watching a lot of games, and I think it makes me look like it's the middle of the NBA season rather than the beginning of the NBA season. Oh. And I blame it more on the philosophy of training camp and practices, and the coaches just don't have enough time to get everything into the rhythm that you need to be good. And so the veteran teams, the teams that are kind of, you know, have a mental toughness and a discipline and an experience, you know, might have an advantage. But, you know, you can say that all you want, but then the Clippers are basically an experienced team. They're down 51 at halftime. So I'm not sure I know exactly why it's not good right now. But the brand of basketball right now is ordinary.
Coach Carl, when you look at the Nuggets this offseason, as short as it was, what did you think about what they did in the draft? And what did you think about, you know, how they approached free agency? It seemed like a lot of guys left and not a lot of guys came back in free agency.
Okay, I won't be negative, but I'm close to negative. I was surprised and somewhat shocked what they did in the offseason.
Yeah.
I thought they had a chance to make a move. I thought they had a chance to move up that ladder. And I think they took a step back. And don't get me wrong, a step back sometimes has to happen because of free agency and because of contracts and players are unhappy and coaching changes. Sometimes you have to take a step back to go forward. But I don't think that was the case with the Nuggets. I think they were in a situation to make a step forward. And it goes back to their habits. Once they do the same thing 4 or 5 years in a row, it tells me this is who they are. And who they are is they like potential more than they want to take a chance. They don't want to make a big trade. They don't want to lose the press conference. They're cautiously into building their reputation on potentially drafting great European players or finding the second round player. And they got enough talent. They don't need any more talent. They need chemistry, character, toughness, physicality.
Yeah.
Instead, they gave away their best defensive players.
Right.
They're smaller than they've ever been.
Right.
And their point guard is their center. And I don't get it. You know, even though the kid from Spain fought you, I think I like him a little bit. I like his toughness.
Yeah.
And I think he might end up being a guy that everybody's going to like.
Yeah, I mean, I think he could become a fan favorite, especially coming off the bench. But we're talking, of course, with Coach George Karl, right here on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan, the Fan's Nuggets analyst, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. And, George, you've talked about this, too, before. And we were talking about it a little bit before we brought you on. The Nuggets don't have that 30-minute-a-game orchestrator. And you mentioned the absence of Grant, Plumlee, and Craig, which really hurts them on the defensive end. But they still don't have that 30- to 35-minute orchestrator on the offensive end of the floor. As much as we like the kid you just mentioned, and as much as we think, you know, Monte Morris is a pretty good player coming off the bench, they don't have an orchestrator. Chris Paul in Phoenix now, they're 5-2. They look great. He's an orchestrator. He's the orchestrator. They have plenty of talent around, and he brings them chemistry and a kind of connectivity that they didn't have before, because he is still an orchestrator even well into his 30s.
Experience, too. You know, he's a rookie, but he's a 29-year-old tough rookie that knows how to play the point guard position.
Right. Impossible. But
the thing that drove me crazy is Holiday and Schroeder could be playing in the NBA Finals this year.
Right.
And they were both tradable pieces. So a team that needed a point guard, Milwaukee got one. But L.A. didn't need Schroeder. And I'm going to tell you, Schroeder, he's going to be really good. LeBron's going to make him probably better than maybe he would have been here in Denver. But I always thought he was pretty good. But now you put him with LeBron, you're going to have a really special player in L.A. and Schroeder. And doesn't Schroeder fit the Nuggets a little bit? I mean, he can
sure
be a scorer.
Yeah.
He's not the greatest point guard, but he's probably a little bit better than Murray is at it. And he's got a little nasty to him. He's a little angry when he plays. I think we need that, too. I think the Nuggets need a little bit nasty, a little more nasty, a little more mentally tough. You know, they're so young. And, you know, we said that 5 years ago here in Denver, that they're a young team we've got to wait on. Well, they're still a young team. But let's celebrate something. My man Jokic is really, really good. And what I love about him, and I think Denver, the Nuggets organization does understand this, he is a super, super star because he makes other people play the game the right way. And he is now playing as consistent. You take his last few games in the playoffs and how he played in the bubble, I think he's now made a step forward to be the man. And I think he's a top three, top five player in basketball today.
Wow. Coach, I praise.
Coach Karl, last one from me before we let you run. What have you seen from Michael Porter Jr.? And when you look at Michael Porter Jr., how does he fit into this offense? Is it his job to make sure that he fits into this offense, or is it the Nuggets' job now to make sure that he's getting more involved in his offense?
First of all, Michael Porter Jr. is potential.
Yeah.
Okay? He is potential, and I definitely think he has potential to be an all-star. Second thing about Michael Porter Jr., there's three people that got to help him get into the offense. He's got to get a better body and a better framework and probably better body language. Two, his coach has got to work with him, how he fits, who he plays well with, and get him into a rhythm and flow on a consistent basis. I saw last year that flow when he got in it. It was fantastic. But there's too many times Murray, Porter, and Jokic trying to put handcuffs on each other. And that's a coach's job. The coach has got to figure out how to find the rhythm. And then the third part is the organization has got to work to figure out, you know, how this team fit. It's been looking for, it's over a year, maybe a year and a half, maybe two. where the roles and responsibilities of this team fluctuate.
Yeah.
And for my mind, they fluctuate too much.
I just want to ask you quickly as a follow-up on that very point, because O asked the right question. Porter's missing games now because he wouldn't follow protocols. I know he's 22. I get it. And 22-year-olds make mistakes. But doesn't he have to grow up a little bit? I mean, come on. You're missing multiple games. I don't know how many more he's going to miss. None of us do, but he's missed a few already. Doesn't he have to grow up himself?
Yes. No question. But, Sandy, I don't know. I've talked with a lot of coaches in the NBA about the Nuggets. And I would say that the image of the Denver Nuggets in the NBA is they're a bunch of immature, not only in their playing performance, but in their front office. They're a little bit young, and they don't have enough experience to get to the dance, the final dance. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. Their challenge is we get to evaluate it along the way. But the bottom line in my mind is, instead of the fantasy evaluation of talent, for 3 years now, in my mind, the Denver Nuggets have had enough talent to win the championship. And so when you have enough talent, you try to find pieces that magnify your talent in trades. You're trying to find veterans or type of players that enhance what you already have. When you bring Michael Porter Jr. into that locker room last year, I think it confused everybody. And I still think that confusion exists today. And what I saw in these first, seven games,
yep.
I see a little selfishness in the team.
Yep.
And selfishness will kill, is the cancer of team. If you have selfish on your team and you have a really good team, the cancer of teamwork is selfishness.
George, it's great to have you back with us. We appreciate your time as always. You sound great. Happy New Year. And we look forward to many more of these conversations. Thank you.
Woke up this morning.
Yeah.
Sandy and Orlando, I woke up this morning. And what happened in Georgia, I want you to know, I called my 16-year-old girl and I said, I feel like I can fly.
Yeah.
I feel like I can fly again.
It was great, wasn't it? It was.
So it's a great day. The Nuggets won. They got some work to do, but it's a long season. That's it. Let's get it done.
Thanks, Coach. Talk to you soon.
Okay, guys. Enjoy.
There he goes. Our man, George Karl, the Fans Nuggets analyst, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino.